Blog Talk Radio.
What to do? How's everybody doing out there in the world today? This is the Rel and Randy Show, and this is, tell them, Rel, what it is, Cook?
Country Munchin' Monday.
Country Munchin' Monday, bro, that's all I'm saying. I'm in it to win it with my boy. But we'd like to welcome you guys in. We got a jam-packed show for you guys today.
Like every show.
But the topics for today, main topics for today, are the presidential candidate's stance on pot, marijuana use, and then NBA playoffs and results from last night and the night before. Country countdown top songs and artists. And we got a debate topic that we'll get into a little bit later. But for you guys out there right now, we're going to go ahead and jump right into one of our songs to make sure you guys get the latest and greatest off Country Munchin' Monday.
Yeah.
I hope you guys enjoyed that song, the opening song, Weatherman Joe. He's not here right now, but he is on his way, and we're going to have to play that later on in the show for you guys.
Yeah, he got backed up in some weather up there in Ocala.
Yeah, he did, man. That son of a bitch is, he's on it.
He's
last
on
time,
it.
Yeah, he just told me that he came from Africa because the K2 down there in China,
mm-hmm.
it was shut down or something. There was something going on.
Right.
But he went over to Africa, and they were out, and something about the dew on the plants out in Africa is totally different. So he was, like, mesmerized because he thought he had weather down to a science, and he had it all planned out. But he realized that the weather in Africa is different than in China.
Right.
You believe it, right? Well, he got attacked by a lion out there.
Mm-hmm.
I thought
it was the crocodiles he got attacked by.
No, it was a lion. He ran from a crocodile.
But what happened was
the dew off of the plant itself,
mm-hmm.
totally different for other than Joe. And he had to stay out there an extra couple of days to try to figure it out because, you know, that guy's so into weather. He wouldn't go home without understanding it.
Yeah.
Full understanding. So
you can't defeat him.
Yeah, he stayed out there, and we're proud of him, but he needs to get his ass here right now. So, anyways, this is Florida Georgia Line. It's called Sipping on Fire, and I hope you guys enjoy it. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure exactly what he was saying in that song, but it's definitely a catchy tune.
It is very. That's just, isn't that Weatherman Joe's favorite song?
I don't know. Welcoming to the studio, Weatherman Joe. Welcome back from Africa. You can tell us a little about that trip if you'd like, but we definitely like to welcome you back. And you missed it. We had a surprise for you today, Weatherman Joe.
We did.
And if you ask me or anybody else around, I definitely say that was great. It was something that was amazing. But for right now, let me go ahead and jump into something.
Did you introduce
Hold on.
Oh.
For right now, let me jump into something. You feel what I'm saying?
Go ahead, cool.
Okay. Well, I'm just making sure we're on the same page.
We always on the same page.
Okay. Well, hold up. Rolling it.
The type of man who will talk shit about your child. The speculated rapist all the way from San Diego, California. It's Negative Mike.
Negative Mike, what's up, man? Welcoming you to the studio. Welcoming you to the show. We know you're a long time listener. So, anyways, like I said, man, welcoming you in, and hopefully you'll have a good time with us, man. We'll get it in.
Yeah, I'm here to make sure I'm good and negative for you.
Okay.
Talk a lot of crap, piss a lot of people off.
Okay, 10-4, man. Well, we're gonna get into some topics right now, and anytime you feel like jumping in and talking a little trash. Go ahead and do that. But I know something that you like, and this is brought to you for the what am I saying? The show is brought to you by Blue Diamond Almonds, the new, latest, and greatest toasted coconut. These sons of bitches are apparently really good, but I haven't even cracked my bag yet. We appreciate these guys sending them to us for 50 cents a piece. Hold on, I got gum in my mouth. No, you can't mix coconut gum and this and that, you know what I mean?
Fuck, you can.
I don't know. It's pretty good. You probably could.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Yeah, you probably could.
Okay.
He sold me on it.
Mike.
That wasn't negative at all, Mike.
Mic check. Everybody give me a mic check. Weatherman Joe, what do you got? Let me hear it.
Check.
Okay, I got you. Negative Mike, let me hear it.
Yeah.
Okay, let me hear. Wait. Run that back, Negative Mike.
Right here.
Okay. Yeah, gotcha. That son of a bitch has got a deep voice on him.
Check. Hear it.
All right, I got
right
you.
Right there.
Got you loud and clear, cuz.
Smooth and... Rub it on.
Like I said, Blue Diamonds almonds. These things are apparently really good. I haven't tried them yet, but they're
like,
definitely not too bad for
you. Like, stop it and just like crack them open right now.
Crack it open.
Just try some.
All right, hold on. Give me a second.
You're like, how are you gonna try to sell a product and can't even tell them what it tastes like?
Well, give me a second, man. They're that damn new. I've never seen them before. Have you guys seen them before?
No.
All right, cool. Well,
whose idea was this?
Though they sent them to us.
No, but whose idea was it?
They believe in the show.
You
had
to reach out?
Samuel Galeante, he runs the shop over there for Blue Diamond, and he sent him in. That son of a bitch is on it.
See?
We appreciate it, Sam Galeante. I think he's Mexican? Or is he Spanish? Or like, is that the same thing?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, well, he's cool either way. But, yeah, let's jump into some sports topics, man. Did you watch any games over the weekend?
Yeah, I watched all of them. And my favorite game, honestly, personally, was last night, the Spurs and Clippers game.
That was a good-ass game.
Blake Griffin was serious out there.
Wow.
He got the Sports Center the Sports Center player of the game.
Wow.
Good nuts, right?
Yeah. Well, that's some good ass nuts. If somebody was trying to be a smart ass and like, you got nuts in your mouth, I'd be like, hell yeah, bitch, but they're blue diamonds, cuz.
What are you eating?
Blue diamonds almonds. Oh, yeah. I'm definitely eating these nuts.
Hey,
hey,
something came in
you,
the mail today from Mike Galeante.
Did you see that guy got arrested for sexual assault charges?
Are you serious?
I swear. They just sat there like he got arrested. Got him.
Nice.
But
no,
yeah.
I did not see that.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, Spurs won their game 107. Not Spurs. Clippers won their game 107-92. It was a really good game, like I said. It was the third quarter was very, very intense.
The Clippers took off on them guys.
They did.
Tell you this. I picked it up late. Me and Mike were sitting there watching the game, and he was telling me about how much he hates basketball and he doesn't follow it and this and that.
Right.
But we watched the game, and later on in like the third quarter, they started playing like a team that you cannot beat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the Spurs look like crap. I seen them one time look like the Spurs, where they pass the ball around.
The thing that got me was the Clippers playing. They was playing, like, real, real hard. and they was only down by like 10. And
it
was
big
like,
negative. They were down by almost 20 at one point.
No, at one point, you're right. But I'm saying when I was watching, I was like, man, the Clippers are playing hard as shit right now. And they only up by 10. But then I looked, did a couple of things, came back, and it was the game was out of hand.
Did you see the Celtics get beat by the Cavaliers?
Yeah, but you're right. You're right. The first time it was the LeBrons.
Right.
But
no, actually,
it looked like
Kyrie's.
It wasn't it was a pretty close game. I thought it was going to be worse than that.
I've been telling you, man, the Celtics are a pretty good team. They're just kind of not one unit yet. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, they're
going to
lose
together.
The series, definitely, but
But at least they're getting some playoff experience. And next year, Marcus Smart and them guys are going to come back balling.
And Kyrie, his playoff debut, he dropped 30 points. Anthony Davis, in his playoff debut, he had 35 points.
Did they win?
The
Pelicans?
No, but it was a good game, though. It was a damn good game.
Right.
But he was.
Well, we know who's drinking the fucking Pelicans Kool-Aid.
Not me.
Yeah. No?
No.
Who you got in the West? Yeah, Golden State? Okay. It's easy to jump on the number one team bandwagon, I'm just saying.
I mean, I'm all on top of it.
Guarantee you they won't win.
Probably not, but I'm all in there.
Okay, cool.
I want to see them and the Spurs.
Okay.
Them and the Clippers.
Alrighty. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Rel and Randy Show, www.blogtalkradio.com/Rel and Randy. If you guys want to call us up on our phone line, hit us up, man. We definitely love talking to you guys. The guest call-in is 713-955-0701. Our lines are always open. We'll stop the show to make sure we get to your wonderful comments. I'm sure
you guys love.
But later on in the show.
I don't.
Yeah.
We have one quick thing. We'll have the show on iTunes. We'll have it available for guys on. You guys have Apple devices, phones, whatever.
Right.
I'm gonna have it up on iTunes hopefully tonight.
Weatherman Joe, did you ever get that app up and running? I know it was in the data stage.
Yeah, it's definitely taking a lot longer than I was hoping for, but it's not 100%.
Okay, 10-4.
It's like 85.
Well, let us know. Keep us updated on that, and we'll make sure we brand that out for you. I want to go ahead and play the intro that we played for the show today.
I like it.
If that's cool with everybody.
It don't matter.
Okay. Well,
what they think.
This is the remember Weatherman Joe, you remember what song you requested?
Oh yeah.
What can you tell it to me?
I believe it was Seminole Wind.
Seminole Wind. That was the song he requested. Me and Negative Mike got together last night and wrote this little jingle.
Oh yeah.
And I hope that you enjoy it.
It's beautiful, bro.
Well,
it's the Rel and Randy Show with Weatherman Joe and Negative Mike.
Having some music.
I don't hear shit.
It's the Rel and Randy Show with Weatherman Joe and Negative Mike. And we welcome you. Monday.
erected over a cloudy sky. Wind off the ocean brings tears to his eyes. An ancient secret from his aged tie. An Angus cow never lies. His bourbon slang is confusing too. Stick with Weatherman Joe and you'll never lose. Yeah, Weatherman Joe, he's a weather pole. Go, go, Weatherman Joe, get that forecast for the show. He'll be around whether rain or snow, his favorite weather that you know. So go, go, Weatherman Joe, it's hot outside, he already knows. Ever-changing weather keeps him on the go. You should know he's a weather pro.
Weatherman Joe, I hope you enjoyed it. We spent some time on that. It's, how much? It's like 30 minutes or so?
30 minutes to an hour, yeah.
Yeah, we took some time on that, man. Usually,
yeah, I definitely appreciate that, guys. I mean, I'm having kittens. You guys are my Skittles, and I'm feeling like I'm having a fourth wall free ball right now.
yes. Yeah. Okay. You want to bring me to light on that whole fourth wall free ball?
Fourth wall free ball. I'm so overjoyed that the fourth wall is just a thin line that exists between reality and just amazingness.
Okay.
And I'm right there free balling on the line.
Free balling on the line.
Okay. Very cool. Well, I'm glad we brought you to that point for sure. Special guest today, Negative Mike. Mike, he works out in a dispensary over there in California, in San Diego.
15.
And he's going to be able to jump on our debate topic pretty good here.
15.
But 15 what?
15 different dispensaries.
Oh, sorry.
And I don't know if you noticed, it's actually 420 today, so that's pretty good.
It is 420, which also ties into the reason that our debate topic will be marijuana use and marijuana. Presidential candidate stance on pot itself. We'll tell you who supports it, who's against it, and why they're for it or against it. Some people are just retarded, and I wouldn't vote for them just on their answers alone. But like I said, we'll get that to that point of the show in about 16 minutes.
Right.
But if you got any opinions you'd like to throw out there, 713-955-0701. Call us up. Let us know what you think about the whole thing. And we'll be glad to talk to you guys.
We should get some potheads on the phone.
Definitely. I'm 100% with you.
They're probably too far out there. It's 420. They're gone. You know what I'm saying?
That might be possibly true.
Yeah. I can't hear hardly any of you guys.
I can hear you guys.
You're just a fucking retard. That's why.
I can hear you great when you say stuff like that, so keep talking negative. That's his job, all right?
I'm sorry.
Don't go and get me more mad.
There we go.
I'm pissed off.
Yeah. Put some blue diamonds in your mouth.
Come again?
So he's going to put your blue diamonds in your mouth.
Hold them nuts. These nuts.
Put these nuts in your mouth.
Got him.
They sure got him today.
Report. Eagles plan to sign Tim Tebow as team's fourth quarterback on Monday.
It's already been done.
It has been done. Tebow
is now an official member of the...
He's on a team.
He's a BFD.
He is on the team. He's definitely a backup quarterback, and he's a BFD.
He's the fifth quarterback.
He's a BFD, and he's my BFFL.
Coming in with a BFD.
Big friggin' deal.
I'm a BFD when it comes to being a Tebow supporter. I'm a BFD for that,
I'm a Tebow supporter.
I
wanted Buffalo to pick him up, honestly.
He's a good quarterback. He wins. He's not flashy.
He sucks.
That's all there is.
He's going to go to the Hall. We cannot argue if he sucks or not, because that is true.
He's a good football player.
But he's a great football player.
If he was a running back, he'd be a good football player.
He's still a good football player. The guy wins. Argue with a guy that wins. I don't care how
he's proven.
He's
proven it.
I don't think good football players are fifth string.
Well, he's only fifth string because people are idiots, and then they just let him go. Well, like, New Jersey got him just for the sale tickets.
Right.
And then he went to...
I don't know what to say. All I know is Tebow's excited as hell to get back into the league. Will he start ever again? No, probably not.
Yeah, I think he will.
Will you have tons of people ready and behind him pushing, yeah, go Tebow? Yeah, you're going to have that too. But in all actuality, we need to look at this from a coach's standpoint. Is he going to beat the number one quarterback in Philly right now?
No.
Is he going to beat out Sam Bradford?
Well, actually, all the quarterbacks that are in front of him really are horrible. So he might actually have a chance to start. Sam, you blow on him wrong, he'd probably be out for the rest of the season.
Yeah. 10-4.
And then who's behind him? Mark Sanchez is like, he'll throw 7 interceptions in the game and be out by half.
That's the butt fumble guy.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that guy. And then he's like right there. So, I don't know. That's going to be an interesting football year.
And didn't they bench Sanchez for Tebow?
Yes, they did.
The Jets?
Yeah, they did. Definitely.
Just saying. Throwing that out there.
No.
Big girl's blouse. That's what Mark Sanchez is.
Big girl's blouse?
Right.
What is that?
It's a wuss.
What a big girl's blouse. Mark Sanchez is a big girl's blouse, man. He's a pussy. Didn't he sit out last year, all of last year, because of like a rib or something?
Almost, yeah.
Almost.
What is this guy's deal? What a pansy ass.
Man, he's nuts, though.
Yeah?
He's a has-been, too.
He ain't no damn has-been. You got to be a chick to be a has-been.
No. It's a man version, too.
Oh, really?
What is that called?
Has-been?
That's a has-been.
That's an ex-lesbian.
Yeah, but you're a man.
He has been. Get it? Has been.
Has been?
Yeah.
He has been in?
He has been. He's a gay has been.
We're going nowhere.
Nope.
We're going nowhere with that one. Spinning tires.
Stuck in the mud.
Homo being. No, has. Nah, whatever.
Nope, let's forget it. Let's come back tomorrow.
Or never. Just move on.
Okay. You got it. Today is Country Munchin Monday. And we're going to go through and discuss the top songs on the Billboard charts today. And it looks like, once again, Sam Hunt is up on top with Take Your Time. Zach Brown Band's moved up a little bit with Homegrown. Drinking Class by Lee Bryce is up from last week. It's up to number 3. Number 4 went down. Ain't Worth the Whiskey, Cole Swindell. And then Girl Crush by Little Big Town. Have you guys heard that song?
No, you should play it.
Well, I don't have it ready.
Okay.
Queued up. But what it is it's a song about this chick talking about lesbian love and all this other stuff.
Right.
And
has been.
I'm not sure, to be honest, but it's a very controversial song, and a lot of people will not play it on their radio station.
Really? It's
pretty interesting, right? We should definitely play it on ours.
Well, speaking of Country Munchin Monday, there's a TV show called Nashville.
Right.
I don't know if anyone watch it. I watch it. Pretty good, and it's talking about it deals with a lot of stuff in the music industry, but in country music rather. Mm-hmm. And one of the things is homosexuality,
right?
Because there's this one dude
which is not very accepted in the country community,
right? And there's one guy, he's like gay as shit, but he like tries not to be.
Who's that, Blake Shelton?
No. I don't know who the guy's. I forgot his name on the show, but he's dealing with that issue,
right?
You know, of being gay, but he tried to put out this that he's not, you know.
Right.
But last night,
he put
out
a sex tape and he's like crying, humping a girl.
No, but he did do a girl. She was like, "Well, are you gay?" And then he was just like,
"No, what are you talking about?"
And then he like,
"Why you keep trying to shove it in my ass?"
And then he like did her, and then he was like, "Oh my god,
really?"
Yeah.
Wow.
Felt horrible.
That's great.
Yeah. And then last night, the ACM Awards was last night. Speaking of country music,
right?
Miranda Lambert rocked the house.
Really?
Yep. It's a great performance by her.
Okay. Very.
And
cool.
Then it had Randy Travis had a surprise appearance last night on there. That was pretty dope.
Very cool.
For all the country folks out there. Taylor Swift received a milestone award by her mom, from her mom.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's lame.
I think
lame.
And then
that's lame.
Yeah.
Let me tell you why that's lame.
Shoot.
Ready? This country music award bullshit, right? Mm-hmm. I hate award ceremonies, period, but I guess they're called for. Recognition is due. But a lot of the times it goes in the wrong direction. But they're trying to get, like, sympathetic viewers, like, pulling on their heartstrings, like, oh, it was her mom that gave her the award. Oh, wow, that's so sweet. Get the hell out of here. Just give, like, Michael Sam up there to give it to him. Let him talk through his gap adder and shit like that and get the gay voter or the gay people that we were just talking about. Get them sons of bitches listening to country.
They were talking about the little big band played that song. They performed that song last night.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying, they was talking about that. Exactly.
You say
did.
Little Big Band?
Yeah, is that what it was?
No,
Big Town.
Little Big Town.
Little Big Town, not Big Band. Little Big Town.
Little Big Band. Hell yeah, I like them guys.
There's a new group coming out.
Yeah.
But yeah, they
we should
Boise,
that one.
Boise and Idaho, their radio stations, they the ones who boycotted the track.
Right.
They're saying they're trying to promote their gay agenda on the whole world, and they're not having it.
Yeah, them homos.
Yep.
Whatever. Actually, I don't even know if that's what the whole song's about. I think it's something about...
It's about an ex-boyfriend, too, or
right.
something like
she's
that.
She's trying to...
She's jealous.
She's trying to do a threesome just so she can be with him again, or something like that. It's something like that.
Yeah.
You know what? We'll play that later on in the show.
Okay, we'll figure it out. But yeah, I think Luke... what's his name?
Luke Bryan?
Yeah, he won a lot of awards last night.
Yeah.
Yeah,
let me get back to the country, the countdown here.
Go for it.
Or the countdown.
That was it anyway.
Cool. Well, we're at the number six spot right now. Say You Do with Dierks Bentley. And then Sippin' on Fire, which we played earlier in the program. That's Florida Georgia Line. Those guys are great. I like that shit, and I guarantee that's going to be up in the top five soon. A Guy Walks Into a Bar, Tyler Farr. I haven't heard that. I don't think I have. But whatever. Lonely Eyes, Chris Young. That's a good song. Kind of twangy, but it's pretty good. And then Donut by Billy Currington, excuse me. That's number 10. And that's your top 10 on the Billboard's Hot Country Songs. What's going on in the world of Country Munchin' Monday? Where are you guys? Where are you guys at? What's the favorite country song you got so far, bro?
Right now I'm on Sam Hunt's train.
Hunt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Weatherman Joe's a loyal Seminole Wind guy. Every time we play country, it's got to be on.
You know, I can say that honestly, but the song you guys made up for me is by far number one now.
Really?
Yeah, I'm hoed.
Nice. All right.
I've got so many sound effects on it. I've been wanting to play so many.
Go ahead. Anytime during the show, it's great.
I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Done.
That's good, man. It's a positive thing you bring to the show, Negative Mike.
Hey, what's my name?
Negative Mike.
Right,
that's right. Yeah.
I hate you all so much.
Nice guy. Ohio State's three-man quarterback battle rages on as coaches refuse to commit in the spring. What do they got? Cordell Jones, right? He was the one that kind of brought the series. Jesus Christ, the season to an end. He played in the bowl game, won that thing. That was pretty good. Braxton Miller, he's 22-2 as a starting quarterback, and he's been pretty damn good. I got nothing against either one of those guys.
Personally, that's who you go with.
You think so, Braxton Miller?
You have to go with Braxton Miller. That's your guy. You don't supposed to lose your job to injury.
Well, yeah, that's true. But
and
if
so,
if Cardale Jones is better than him, then I think you lose your job.
Well, that's the thing. He's not better than him.
But Cardale Jones is only going to be a sophomore this year. Braxton Miller,
so guess what? You say thank you. You got us the rings. You got us the championship. Sit down. We're going to let your boy Braxton Miller finish doing what he do.
Right.
Because he wasn't doing a bad job at all. That's me personally, if I'm the coach, that's what I go for. I don't sit there and do all this confusion and bring all this attention to my program by saying, oh, we got these three great quarterbacks. I don't know who I'm going to start. No,
right.
Braxton Miller is the guy.
Well, the reason I cover those two first is because I don't think either one of those guys are going to start. I think they're going to go back to JT Barrett, because when I seen JT Barrett play, I was most impressed by him. That son of a bitch can run, throw the ball, everything. He's a little flashy, but he's not too flashy to where he's going to do that Johnny Manziel, I lose the football and turn it over a lot. He's not going to do all that. But I thought JT Barrett was a top-notch quarterback that, you know, he's definitely a great college player. So I think JT Barrett's going to win the job, but that's still up for debate. What also is up for debate is who's going to win the fight between Mayweather and Pacquiao. And we were all sitting around watching a couple videos and highlights, and I think Pacquiao makes a strong case for it, but I also think that Mayweather is just too good for him. I don't think that either one of them have knockout power. We all know that. I just think it's gonna be a great punch out, like, you know what I'm saying? But nobody's gonna lay anybody down.
It's not gonna be a punch out. Mayweather does not fight like that. He do not fight like that. And he's not gonna do it, because if he
does, he can't fight like that.
He can't be. First of all, he has messed up. He messed up his hand. He broke his hand in a fight two years ago.
Right.
It was a while back, and ever since then he's been having problems with the hand, so he cannot throw. Like, he just can't go out there and throw punches because his hands get severely sore and worn down by doing it. So he's not going to go out there and punch around. He's going to do what he always do.
10-4. Well, we got about 4 minutes till we get into prime time, and we go with our debate topic, which is marijuana use and the presidential candidate's stance on that. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is we're going to jump right back into some music. Let you guys hear a couple songs we got for you. We definitely what's up? Oh yeah. Yeah, I seen that all last night, bro. He's probably on SportsCenter top 10 like 10 times.
Yeah.
No joke. I swear, it was like a... That shit was crazy.
Sorry, go ahead.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and play Ecstasy by Sam Hunt. And we'll be... we'll be right back with you guys.
Well, there ain't enough smoke in my eye to hide the kind of games I'm trying to play. Honey, don't you act so surprised. You know exactly what I'm about to say. You kiss my lips like you mean it, but you ain't that slick. Everywhere we go, you keep looking around, fixing your makeup like it's about to go down.
I just want your ecstasy.
I didn't want your ecstasy. Man, I'm telling you what, bro. I really need to jump into a full-blown country singing career.
I think we should.
You think so?
I think you.
Can you son of a bitches talk on your microphone? Jesus Christ. Like, I set all these microphones up, and you guys are like, the fuck is that for? I got a lot of great content, and I'm not going to fucking share with the show. I'm not going to talk to my... You sons of bitches are retarded.
God, you're so negative.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Whatever.
Anyway, yeah, I think you should do the country singing career, bro.
You think so?
I'm 100% sure.
All right. I mean, I'll be topping Sam Hunt on the charts at some point in time.
In no time.
Yeah.
It's not that big of a genre.
It's not, but you know, at the same time, I'm not sure. You got to be really talented, man. You really do.
Joe, the man Joe when the whistle blow.
Welcoming in once again, Weatherman Joe. Weatherman Joe, let's go ahead and let's touch on some of this weather, man. Today, I know today was kind of ugly, but let's jump in and let these people know. And you can talk about your trip to Africa as well too, if you'd like.
Okay, I didn't want to take up too much time on the show. You know, that is just that's just a little soundbite from earlier today when we were flying over.
Right. Me and Rel were confused. Did you get attacked by the lion or the crocodiles?
Actually, it was a bit of both. The lion was very. I mean, he's trying to dominate me and my crew, and we just
dominate you as far as like get on top of you. And
well, I actually saw the clip on YouTube. Someone caught it out there.
Yeah, there's a
lion riding on the alligator's back.
Yeah, we'll have to post it up on YouTube.
Tag team style.
We'll post it up here later.
Yeah, find it.
Speaking of, hey, Rel, seriously, on a serious note, we need to do some more pictures and stuff for the show.
I wouldn't have posted like five or
two. I'm going to do it right now.
Oh, I'm saying, like, we need to get together.
But I'm going to do it right now.
Whatever you say.
Right now.
All right. Get it in, cuz. Yeah. So,
do
Weatherman Joe, go ahead and give us that forecast, man.
Anything else you need me to do, master?
Nah, cuz.
No, I'm getting color purple.
Son of a bitch. Yeah, he is getting color purple on me. For Christ's sakes, Rello, I said pictures, bro. I didn't say, hey, man, go ahead. Yeah, knock that out of the park, huh? Fuck it. Yeah, I'll do it right now. I'll do it right here, right now. Anything else, massa?
Yes, I'm massa.
Jesus Christ. You got all racist on me. That's reverse racism right there.
I love you,
like,
bro.
If I say, hey, Rel. Bro, can you close that door for me? You know, I don't want to get the bugs in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do it. The black guy will do it. Don't worry. And I'm like, damn, I feel bad for asking him to close the door when really I just asked you to close the door. And
that was all
the
way.
Deal.
It was
simple. You black sons of bitches. Well, man, Joe, come on, let's go.
Shoot it.
Oh, okay, guys, I thought you forgot about me. There.
We didn't forget about you, son of a bitch.
Just want to let you guys know that you're experiencing cold weather.
Right.
You're having a cold front come down from British Columbia.
Are we really?
It's specifically from British Columbia.
Okay.
It's coming down. We are experiencing 67 degrees right now. And partly, mostly cloudy right now. You're going to have the low drop down to 60 degrees. And then you're going to have, for tomorrow, you're going to have a high of 75 degrees. And then you're going to be mostly cloudy with a 35% chance of rain. And there are going to be thunderstorms coming at you. And then I'm sorry, I'm getting distracted. He's showing me some weird clips right now, or weird pages. Anyway, so Wednesday you're going to have... Wednesday you're going to have 89 degrees is a high, 66 is a low. You're going to have mostly cloudy, and then you're going to have a southeastern wind for 4 miles an hour. You're going to have... 72% chance of rain, thunderstorms included. And then we're going to finish up the cap here with Thursday. You're going to have a high of 86, low of 69. Isolated thunderstorms, you have a good chance of getting an isolated thunderstorm depending on where you are. If you are driving on 301, you have about a 75%. You got a 466A, you got a 38%. And then 466, you have a 78% chance of getting a thunderstorm. And that... is brought to you by Yahoo Weather.
Appreciate that, man. We definitely do. I know you had to rely on Yahoo a little bit because you couldn't go out and do your research here due to the trip to Africa. But, yeah, the Angus cow never lies. We know that. And I know you rode past a few on the way.
Yeah, Hereford wants to do.
Hey, before we jump in this pot thing, did you guys know that U.S. breast cancer rates will increase 50% by 2030? But it's not all bad news because some will actually disappear. It's different types of cancer. But breast cancer is the most common in the United States. It's a horrible disease, and we definitely need to go pink as hell in October. Just figured I'd drop that on you. Let's jump into this topic right now. I'm going to go ahead and talk about Jeb Bush, and I'm also going to talk about...
He's going to win, just so you know.
Well, we don't know that. Yeah. Jeb Bush and then Hillary Clinton. And let me tell you why I'll get greased up on Jeb Bush, because he's a fucking hypocrite. He's a hypocrite, he's a piece of shit already, and I don't like him. He said so many things that's gone against each other. You know what I'm saying? He said about pot. It says, have you ever smoked marijuana? What's his answer? Yes. Position on pot. Opposes legalization of both recreational and medical marijuana. He says, I smoked marijuana when I was in Andover. It was pretty common. So this guy was a young pothead. He's got his use out, and he's like, I'm going to go ahead and, you know.
Be against it,
because it's a popular stance. You know why? Because it lost on the ballot last year. And you know why it lost on the ballot? Because young people like us didn't get out and vote.
True.
If you really get to the bottom of this argument, medical marijuana is a good thing. It's a great thing because people who are sitting back. No, listen. Mm-mm. People who are sitting back, they need some type of enjoyment because they're like, paralyzed. Or,
it was a story. A girl was having 300 seizures a day. She's been having them since she was born.
Right.
They gave her medical marijuana, boom, and she started having seizures. Like, she had like two every other month.
Right.
You want me to touch on this?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, check it out. So that guy's an old guy. When he smoked pot when he was younger, we didn't have all this crazy stuff going on.
Right.
Legal marijuana is good and bad. I stand for both sides. Reason being, kids with seizures, old people with chronic pain, sure, it's great. All these little hoodlums and stuff who tear up the neighborhood, trust me, outside of every one of my dispensaries, there is crime, theft, cars broken into, slanging, all kinds of stuff. It's bad. It needs to be more tightly regulated if it's going to be legal, full blown.
Yeah, there's too many loopholes. And tightly regulated, I agree with that, but I definitely don't agree in depriving people who need it or who find pleasure out of it when there's such a low quality of life already. And it does indeed help. It's medically proven, it's scientifically proven that medical marijuana
that
does
true.
Indeed help and help the quality of life.
It's been medically proven the strength.
No. Okay, so you got people with cancer who can't, they have zero appetite. They will not eat anything. You got people that really slim down, but then they go ahead and take the THC pills and they get hungry and they eat. This is a way that they help in this. They got strength behind
their
fight.
There's another chemical in marijuana, in the plant. I think it's called CMD, CMB,
CBD.
Right.
They was like, That's the most important part of it.
Right.
One of the most important parts
THC
when it comes to medical. When it comes
thing.
To medical side
I can,
of it.
I can tell you guys everything you need to know about this. There is only 0.03% CBD in pot. So guys who are smoking it for CBD.
Right.
Why did you just do that?
Yeah, that was a good bad symbol for that whole action there.
So look, if you want it for CBD, you can get pure CBD. There is no psychological effects. Doesn't get you high or anything like that. But they don't. They smoke the pot. You're barely getting any CBD. Now, here's the thing. I do agree with Randy. It does have therapeutic principles, and it does give you a better quality of life. But these people are saying that it cures stuff.
It's something that helps you cope with your problems.
So here's the thing. I think it's great for elderly people with chronic pain because it does help ease pain relief, just like any painkiller without all the side effects. It's great for kids who have seizures. You know, kids, instead of giving them like Ritalin, you know, you can give them a little bit of pop edibles, but not the stuff that gets them high, just the CBD pills.
Right, yeah.
The problem is 90% of my patients are between the ages of 18 and 30 who are just potheads.
Right.
Who are driving, who are driving under the influence, who are partying, who are outside of my clubs, slanging, getting into fights, littering. Like, all the residents around my dispensaries, I feel sorry for every one of them. They complain all the time about all the noise, the littering, the parking.
Right.
So it's good and bad. It needs to be more closely monitored.
Like you said, it needs to be regulated.
I mean, my thing is, it's not going to be regulated, and people are still going to smoke it regardless if it's legal or illegal. So trying to grass can put a hold on something that you can't, it's like, that's just pointless.
It's actually very easy to regulate it. The way that you can regulate it, the way that you get medical marijuana is you go to a doctor and you get a prescription. They're handing out those prescriptions left and right because they want the money. So if the doctors were more persistent on being like, show me proof that you are sick, then they can get it to you.
But this also helps with like cataracts, glaucoma. It helps with all that stuff,
it
man.
It helps. It
no, I get what you,
right.
you're saying, Mike.
But yeah, yeah. So I'm saying it's great for those things. But the four of us right now, none of us are sick. You're sick?
Right.
You're sick?
No.
We can go right now to California and get wrecked. Right now.
How do we
hand
do
them
that?
Hand them $50, they hand you your wreck. It's that easy.
Well, what's the problem with that when we know that people out here can get it on the street? I can call somebody right now. They'll be here in 5 seconds. Hey, I got you. What's the point in not getting the money, not being able to tax it, not being able to use it for the benefit of the state?
They still don't tax it, though. They don't tax it in California.
Well, no, what I'm saying is you can. 28%. It is.
No, that's in Colorado.
Yeah, I'm saying not in California, but they can tax it here.
Here's the problem. When you're getting it off the street, those are small, isolated situations, and you're not really committing a crime. You're just going and getting some butt. When
no, that's
when
a
you
crime.
Take, okay, it is a crime, but what I'm saying is like you're just going and picking it up. No one really knows what you're doing. When you take 100 of those people and put them in one spot, now you have a problem.
See, this is another thing, too, is the hypocritical aspect of this whole topic. It's blowing me away, and I'm telling you, listen, Rello, this is the point in time where I would get greased up. I would run a mile, my balls would be super sweaty, and I would be ready 100% to teabag whoever's behind this. Okay, so we take people that smoke marijuana or deal marijuana, and we put them in jail for a very long time, but at the same time you're talking about, okay, as a politician, we should legalize this. Well, what's
what
the
about guys that spent
if it's 20, so wrong? And
guys that spent 20 years in prison for having
it. It is. It's definitely, but that's the thing. It's all weed-based. If you got...
And they're not going to let them out.
No, they won't let them out.
Let them out.
You're grandfathered into the system, buddy.
You want to know the reason?
Yeah, go ahead. Money. Oh, I know. No, I definitely know that. It is what it is, and it's such a shame that people are so hypocritical.
I'm with Negative Mike, though. I mean, if they have good chewies that they can take, they don't need the blow.
We have them already.
And the funny thing is I have a relative that's in New York right now that gets pounds of pounds of pounds of this stuff, baggies all over Facebook. Look what I get. And he's selling it. He has no issues, no problems, no nothing. There's too many loopholes for all this stuff. You got a guy that can come over here and sell
I don't
stuff.
See, I don't
but
see,
then
I don't
you're really making the doctors drug dealers if you go give them $50 and they hand you a bag.
Right.
It's the same thing.
You would
same
have to
thing.
Come to my dispensary and see it for yourself. I don't like it. I mean, trust me, I'm making a lot of money off of this, but I don't like it. You know, when you see the people come in, pants down to their knees, hat cocked to the side, like, oh, I'm sick. Bro, you ain't sick, man. We have an area, half the store is non-psychoactive.
What you said in the beginning is definitely what we need to do. You need to regulate it
give
a little bit more. You
give
need to you need to see a doctor. You need to be diagnosed for certain things, and they need to write you the card. You can't just go in and say, hey, bro, I got $50. Give me that, you know what I'm saying?
And that's
what you can do that from a doctor anyway.
But what I'm saying,
if
okay.
they have issued therapeutic
but,
reasons,
but,
all
what
you
what
got
I'm saying
to
is, okay,
that he says you can get,
if
so
you,
I can't get them.
If you are diagnosed with cancer, glaucoma, cataracts, epilepsy, if you're diagnosed, that's
get
when you need to go ahead and get your card, okay? You're
chewy.
Not all got back.
But do you hear what he's saying?
Yeah,
they
chewy.
Get the card. Dumb. The ones who are really sick, the people who come in with cancer and epilepsy, their parents come in for them, they get a card saying I'm the parent of an epileptic child. They get the stuff that doesn't make their kid high. The chewables, the little tablets they have under the tongue, lozenges. They even have like a nicotine patch. You put it on your arm. The ones who are not sick, who just want to be high and, like, act stupid, they go straight to the butt.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what the problem is.
I have problems sleeping at night. I need a pound.
Okay. Well, another candidate who I'm very happy is in the race now, and she's actually winning me over a little bit at a time because I was very against her at the beginning. Now I'm only a little bit against her. I wanted to teabag her tongue a couple of times after I ran a lap. But Hillary Clinton, former Secretary of State, they asked her, have you ever smoked marijuana? She says, no. Position on it, she supports medical marijuana under appropriate circumstances, which is exactly what we were just talking about, under appropriate circumstances. So obviously it'll be regulated. Her husband, his infamous response to the pot question, I didn't inhale, which means he was around it. He understands, we can't take presidents and put them on such a high pedestal and say that they haven't lived the life of a regular American, because who wants to vote for that? people who are sympathetic to the facts that they are regular people. They're not a god by any means. They're not this or that. I like that. I like to hear people, you know what I'm saying, give responses that aren't like, whoa, pot. No.
Yeah, I'm not
me.
To me, pot's not a big deal. I'm not against people who smoke pot. Someone told me, yeah, I smoke weed all the time. I'm like, all right, that's great. I actually think smoking pot is better than drinking.
Yeah,
you know,
I do.
All
yeah, they
do
a poll on CNN.
My
like
only problem.
40,000 people die from a
yeah,
year.
My only problem with medical marijuana is the attention that dispensaries bring.
Right.
When you stand outside a dispensary, it's
right.
disgusting, bro. I did a security for them for 3 years, and now I run them, and it's bad.
Well, I mean, definitely stuff like that, man. People should you know, we got to have stronger committees. We got to have people that actually pay attention
mm-hmm.
to it. Because if you're going to do something like that, it is a very big move. Like Colorado
right.
and California and other states that have it legalized, it's a very big move, and they've done little to kind of really ease it into the public. They're just like, boom, hey, we got pot dispensaries, bitch.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like something that we need to kind of grab hold of the reins and slow that horse down
yeah.
just a little bit.
They need to just more tightly regulate it and start taxing it in every state that has it, and I guarantee you we'll get out of debt.
713-955-0701. This is the Rel and Randy Show. Call in with your opinions if you got one.
I posted it up on the page, too.
Okay.
Listen, all pot smokers call in.
We'll
what about
jump.
That little group, the 420 boys? They should call in.
Yeah. Well, actually, I think we should continue this topic a little bit, not go too in-depth, but definitely continue it on Wednesday. So, yeah, man. I don't know. I'm not against it. I'm definitely not against it,
me
but
either.
I'm with Mike where we say it needs to be regulated. And let's not all act like we don't realize which is worse, pot or alcohol. Alcohol
they said,
is so much
I think
worse.
The reason why, I was reading on CNN today, they were talking about the reason why they're having troubles really legalizing is because They did like some type of research, and it said it would be the most abused drug in the world, in the history. It was like, because, yeah, all the other stuff is bad, but right now, so many people smoke it. If they legalize it, then that'll give people more reason to abuse it more than they are now. So
tell me the difference
said,
between abusing alcohol and abusing
right, that's what I'm saying. Then
marijuana.
But they turned around and said that more people die from alcohol and cigarettes every year versus marijuana.
Well, I don't know. I'm not against it at all. I'm not a user myself, but I have done it before. It had zero effects on my ability to function. It might have slowed me down, but as far as like choosing right from wrong, I was solid. You know what I mean?
Right.
And we all know, coming from this weekend, that when you drink a little bit too much, you start doing some dumb stuff, or throwing up, or dancing on chicks and monkey food. You know.
Yeah, you're doing all
but
stuff.
Yeah. So I know
you weren't gonna touch on the other one.
No, cuz.
Well,
which
okay.
one?
Waking up naked on the floor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You but when you're negative, Mike, and you
peeing on the floor of a limo.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a pretty good weekend. Anyways, we appreciate you guys listening, man. This is Country Munchin' Monday, and we're going to go ahead and take the show out right now with another song. It's also by Sam Hunt. It's called Speakers, and me and Rel, we definitely enjoy this song. So hope you guys like it. Come back Wednesday, and we will see you guys then. The show might be moved back to 7 o'clock, so make sure you check the page. The
God,
Facebook. Yeah, sorry.
I'll make sure it's updated. I'll update
yeah.
it tomorrow.
We'll stay on you guys on Facebook. Also, our other stuff. We're going to have some more pictures on our Instagram and all that stuff. So check us out.
iTunes will be up.
Heading out. We appreciate you guys listening. This is the Rel and Randy Show. We'll let Sam Hunt take us out with speakers.
Peace.
See you guys on Wednesday.
I softly kiss your neck and slowly whisper. You breathe in cause it feels cold where my lips were. Teacher for a pillow, music of a real low, creeping through the window. I can feel the bass line, the bed line, and your heart on mine trying to jump up out of your chest. Baby, you're not on fire, girl, you're on fire. Out in the dark, wrapped up in the stars. So right, girl, I'm so high. You and me, wild and free. Way out in the woods, nobody for miles.
Love in the back of the truck with the tailgate down, just us and the speakers on. Love in the back of the truck with the tailgate down, just us and the speakers on. Moonlight chasing those treetops across the face. Flashing pictures of you and burning them in my head. And I'm on fire, girl, you're on fire. Out in the dark, wrapped up in the stars. So high, girl, I'm so high. You and me, wild and free. Way out in the woods, nobody for miles. Love in the back of the truck with the tailgate down, just us and the speakers on.